I picked that song in particular because it reminds me of a time when I had literally the whole world at my feet. This was before I had my first record deal. And David Gray was a massive, massive inspiration. A singer-songwriter who hadn't made it in his own hometown. So he went to Ireland to try and work on the pub scene there.
Yeah.
You know, there was a whole summer I remember going to see him play. That was literally the song that really kind of put him on the map for me. And we kind of did something very, very similar. We couldn't get arrested in Ireland at the time. So we ended up moving away to America. Mm-hmm. Which is in a small way almost kind of mirrors exactly what David did to try and get seen. And I guess it's very similar to a lot of acts. I don't know, people are so used to them where they are that it just takes that getting up and going to another place to really kind of spark attention. And we did that in America. But then the song itself, it's just about man staying true to yourself. He was writing about his life at that time, and his life at that time was going out and going clubbing, and you know, it feels like lightning running through his veins. We all know what he was talking about, you know, love, of course. And I guess that kind of first set in my head, you know, lyrically writing about a mundane Friday or Saturday night is a really cool thing to do, you know. And he's talking about the opposite side, not the fact that he's like out on red carpets or sipping Moët and bubbly. It's actually, no, I went out for a few pints, I realised I missed you. And I think that's definitely been the key to a lot of script songs over the past as well, you know.
But that's what people, that's people's lives, that's what they want to hear.
It is,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, people can relate to that, you know. I guess people use music as escapism.
And of course, he kept control of his own art, if you like. He knew what he wanted, and you did exactly the same in the script.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be handed enough rope to hang yourself by the label is always a great thing early on. And even you can hear in David's first album all the way to his last one, that's it's all him.
Okay, it's Sting next, and If I Ever Lose My Faith in You.
Lyrically, you know, I don't think there's a lot of people that come close to Sting. And just his delivery of a message, the way he pulls in everything from around the world. You know, if I ever lose my faith in God, if I lose my faith in TV, if I lose these things, then that's inconsequential. But if I lose my faith in you, then you can take me now, because there's not really anything worth left here. He so eloquently puts, like, as a songwriter, the point of a song is to have, what's the word in a joke, punchline, you know. At the end of a good chorus, there's always a reason why you take them to the top of the mountain. Is it because the view is beautiful? And Sting has a great knack of knowing where all the best views are. Definitely Sting's templates of how he writes those songs would be very encompassing as how the script write ours. Lyrics first, you know. You look after the song will look after you. And he proved it here in this song.